USA News Update. Pakistani hospital spokesman says the death toll from the previous day's suicide bombing at a mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar has risen to 83. Mohammed Asim, the spokesperson, says more bodies were retrieved from the rubble at the mosque overnight and early on Tuesday, and several of those critically injured died in the hospital. Bilal Faizi, the chief rescue official, said rescue teams are still carefully removing the rubble at the side of the mosque, located inside a police compound in a high-security zone of the city, as more people are believed trapped inside after the roof caved in from the explosion. He said the bombing also wounded more than 150 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel and the Palestinians on Monday to ease tensions following a spike in violence that has put the region on edge. The bloodshed has alarmed the Biden administration as it attempts to find common ground with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. I'm Blue Flores, USA.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.